In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the Mass of the second Sunday of Advent, since yesterday we celebrated the Feast of Immaculate Conception. And on today's Gospel, our Lord speaks about his cousin, St. John the Baptist. There was lots of confusion among the minds of men at the time of the Gospel, that who was the Messiah of whom all the prophets spoke in their writings. There were obviously two very important and great preachers at that time, that of St. John the Baptist and that of our Lord. St. John the Baptist had clearly already spoken to his followers that he was not the Messiah. And his followers were still left to wonder that if this great prophet is not the Messiah, who is he then? And in today's Gospel, John the Baptist sends his disciples to ask our Lord, "Are you the one whom we wait, or should we wait another?" And our Lord doesn't give them direct answer, but instead points out what is the role of St. John the Baptist in the salvation history. And St. John can really be said to be the protector or patron saint of our whole Advent time, because St. John the Baptist was the model of all preachers of penance. St. John was chosen from his very childhood to preach penance to the Jews, to God's chosen people, that they would be prepared and ready to receive the great Messiah, the true Prince of Peace and ruler of the world. So St. John's job was to preach penance to the Jews, both by his words and his example. He set an example of a true penitent by retiring to the desert and living very austere and simple life, dedicated only to the service of God. It was also a hard task for St. John to be this preacher of penitence, because the Jews and all the people at that time were very sensual and worldly minded, and not in very good position to prepare or to receive, rather, this great king who had been promised by God. So St. John had a hard task of preaching to the Jews, but out of virtue of obedience, he took it on his shoulders. When he was still a child, he retired to the desert, preparing and preaching to people. And St. John did not hesitate to speak out the truth boldly and loudly to all the people, including the Pharisees and Sadducees, even though he knew that these groups would hate him for it. But as firmly as he preached penance, St. John the Baptist also made clear that he was not Christ. He was not the one they waited, and in fact that he was not even worthy to loose the shoelaces of the Messiah. But his followers were still eager to hear who is the true Messiah, and in order to satisfy them, St. John sent his messengers to Christ and asked again direct question, "Are you the one whom we wait? Are you the one who is Messiah and our future king?" and Christ did not give them direct answer, but in indirect manner, he did give them positive answer. And he did that by pointing to Saint John the Baptist. Our Lord told that this man, namely Saint John, was the herald of the Redeemer. It was this man who was specially chosen to make way to the Messiah, to preach penance, that people would be ready to receive their new king. And as it later turned out, Saint John had himself recognized that it was Christ himself whom he was prepared the people to receive. And pointing out that it was Saint John's divine mission to prepare someone even greater, our Lord gave the people the answer they waited, that it's truly our Lord whom they have waited for months, for years, for decades and centuries. Dear children, Advent is both the time of waiting and the time of penance. That's why we hear about Saint John the Baptist so much during these weeks. Yes, in his preaching, which he did all those centuries ago, he still preaches us today. He preaches us that we need to live a good life and listen to God's word and do our duties well. And he preaches that we have to be prepared for our Lord. And during this Advent time, we wait so eagerly the Christmas to come, and that we would see our Lord to become the Redeemer of the world. He has not come quite yet. It's still not quite the Christmas time, but we are preparing for it. We are preparing for it by outward deeds, decorating our homes, making Christmas plans, but most importantly, to check and examine our conscience, that we are spiritually well prepared to receive this Messiah. As the people of our Lord's time waited eagerly Christ to come, you should also, during these weeks of Advent, wait and want him to come. Learn a lot from the lives of the saints, and admire the great work which Saint John the Baptist did with such a great zeal. When you prepare yourself by good life and making all your days dedicated to God, he will grant you many graces during the coming Christmas, and you, as well as those people many centuries ago, you also are very well prepared to see our Redeemer, our Lord, being born on Christmas. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.